K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
We are, mate, back in the special podcast studio for another... Why are you giggling?
The special podcast studio.
Oh, we've got to try and spruce this thing up, don't we?
Oh, okay, let's give it some life. Back in the special dome.
When we're at podcast 121. Are you kidding me? That is so big. I would compare that bigger than the Eiffel Tower. If we're
How many podcasts is the Eiffel Tower worth?
I would say the Eiffel Tower's worth 100.
Okay.
We're bigger than the Eiffel Tower. We're now, like, we're on par with a Melbourne to LA flight.
That's Andy saying
this. That's Qantas. Melbourne to LA is your 121. Your 150 is we're heading to space. That's on par with heading to space.
150. Geez, it's not a big jump.
Mate, this is so much dribble. Coming up in the podcast, Australia Post, they're under a bit of scrutiny at the moment because parcels are going missing. People are waiting months for their parcels to arrive. I know what's going on behind the scenes.
Really?
And I'm going to be filling you in.
Huge call.
Yeah.
Massive statement. Also, Andy, a PT has come out to say, if you're in a mood, there's a particular exercise that you should be doing. It links to how you're feeling.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to tell you all about that later on.
I like it. Enjoy the podcast. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, mate. You're a moody person.
I don't think so. Hangry. I don't know if that's a mood.
You get a bit of a short fuse.
If I'm hungry,
no.
I'll get a bit snappy.
When you're a bit tired, you do get a
and
bit...
And tired.
You don't. And I would never describe you as snappy, but you get very short.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's angry.
You're like this. Andy, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, if I'm super... But I'd never snap, I don't think.
No. Your demeanour is very calm.
I'm trying to think of a time where I've really, like, I'm sure that there would be a time, 100% there is a time where I've cracked the nannies and kicked the beans.
Yeah, when you didn't get ice cream or something.
Yeah, fair enough. But I can't think of a
Well, fair enough for a kid. You were 31, mate.
Whoa. Let's not go around throwing my age, you big 30-year-old.
Well, you're 31.
And, Benny, we could talk about your mood and how angry you get, but we just don't have time, you know. We've got to keep these breaks short.
Well, this is why I've brought this up, because I can be quite snappy, and I will go. Like, I will have a crack.
But I think that's why our friendship works. Because you'll crack it. I'm just like, whatever.
Well,
whatever,
ducks back.
Mate, you know, if you crack the nannies with me, I'll put my headphones in and I'll just mind my own business.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't care. I'm not listening.
Fun times.
Personal trainer has taken a moment to reveal, when I say reveal, the workouts you should be doing based on your moods.
Okay.
So because everyone says, look, I just couldn't be bothered because I was feeling
flat or tired or whatever it might be.
And they think they have found the key.
Yep.
To different exercises linking to different moods. They're pretty much saying, if you're happy, you can do whatever you want.
Yep.
You're in a good mood. You want to exercise. Get out there. If you love running, swimming, whatever, you do it.
Can I have a guess? Because I was a bit frustrated / angry the other day.
Okay, they're two separate categories.
Frustrated and angry.
Yeah, separate. So you can have a crack.
I don't know what I was feeling then. I think maybe I was angry.
Well, maybe I can tell you what you were feeling. Because what did you do?
Oh, I can't tell you on air what happened, but I received some news.
Manifestation.
Which I got a bit angry about it. So I did a big arms workout. I had music pumping and I did a huge biceps, triceps and shoulders workout.
I would say you'd be frustrated.
Okay, there you go.
Because the personal trainer said that if you're frustrated, you should be weightlifting, doing reformer Pilates or swimming.
I was doing the weights.
If you're upset,
you
should try and go for a walk or a run with a friend.
This guy's onto something.
Or a boot camp, maybe do some dancing to lift your spirit. If you're angry, you should be doing shadow boxing. Running.
Let's not encourage shadow boxing when you're angry. I don't think fighting and anger goes hand in hand.
Running, burpees, push-ups. I think that's like an immediate fatigue factor. So when you're angry, get your energy out.
Yeah, all right.
if you're fatigued, we've all had that excuse, I'm too tired to work out.
Yep.
You should try something like Pilates or yoga, breathing exercises, meditation or walking. So something really light.
This is actually quite useful.
And if you feel relaxed, you should be trying Pilates or a stretch session.
The only thing I don't like is, because I'm not saying I'm frustrated every day, but I do go to the gym 5 times a week. And of those 5 times, 4 times I'll be doing weights.
You're one of those people that are teetering on the edge of an explosion. And if you don't go to the gym every day and keep a routine, you are just going to burst one day.
Mate, I'm serious. Get me some dumbbells ASAP.
You can't even pretend to be angry.
Benny, a lot of flack has been thrown at Australia Post. They're just doing the best that they can.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
But is it good enough? No, it's not.
Actually, they're doing a good job. I'm not getting in trouble again, mate. I can't.
Yeah, all right. They're doing the best they can, but when you're waiting over a month for your item to arrive...
I'm sick of these on-air apologies. I'm not doing it anymore. Australia Post, you're doing what you can.
Yeah, they are.
Although you could do it a bit quicker.
But they're also selling the items that get returned back to them. So, how is this?
Australia, times are tough.
Australia Post is auctioning off undelivered parcels with no return to sender.
What?
Yeah, so the massive auction is being held at West Australian Warehouse, and it includes thousands of items. We're talking TVs, drones, iPods, laptops, phones. Hey?
They're not allowed to do this.
Well, legally, I think they are, because Australia Post confirms that if they can't deliver the item and there is no return to sender, it is sent to a mail redistribution centre. It sits there for 2 months, and if unclaimed, the item is then auctioned off with all proceeds going to charity.
Are they literally using finders keepers as a law?
I don't know how this has passed. So,
of course not. Like, can you imagine? Oh, sorry, finders keepers.
So I thought everyone did put a return to sender on the back.
I would never.
Really?
I just assume they do their job.
Yeah, but if it gets lost, it sits there for 2 months.
It would and still then have the address on the front.
Yeah, but if it can't get to that person...
Where am I sending it to?
Actually, yeah, there is still an address on it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Like, what do you mean? Friday afternoon went to drinks. We could, just couldn't get it there. They're doing a great job. It's all in jest, this.
Yeah. All just a bit of fun. I had a look at the auction house thinking, I might be able to score a bargain. You start to look at a few things and there's big, like, 65-inch TVs there.
Wow.
Who is using Australia Post to send a TV?
It's almost like a kid at Christmas, like looking at the wrapping to try and work out what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we've got the workers looking at it going, whoop, this won't get delivered. And good morning to everyone out there trying to get back into the dating scene. It's so awkward at the moment because...
Well, COVID really sort of... What did you do? You couldn't catch up with anyone for a year and a half.
Couldn't catch up, but you could see partners.
Yeah, but if you were single... That one-person bubble was introduced late in the COVID.
No, but you could see romantic partners.
Oh, could you? The whole time during COVID?
Yeah. And it was so weird because my friend had so many girlfriends, so many different girlfriends in COVID. Like, I was like, congratulations, 1 week and the next commiseration.
Oh, you guys have already broken up. Oh, you've got someone over again, do you? Oh, okay.
One-person bubble. A woman has taken to social media, as they all do, TikTok. And she's trying to get back into the dating scene. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's still so awkward because we're not sure what we're allowed to do.
Yep.
You know, go out for a drink, but you can't get up and dance.
Yeah.
You can go for a meal, but your mask has to be on for some of the time. You both have to be vaccinated. That's an awkward hurdle.
Oh.
Like, hey, you know, what are your interests? And also, are you vaccinated?
Yeah. Although, I wonder if people go in for a kiss now on the first date.
Oh, mask on.
What? Like, when you greet someone... Going on a date, you would hug them and kiss them on the cheek, surely.
Mm, yeah.
Do you do that with COVID times?
Probably not. Maybe a little elbow bump.
Elbow bump.
Maybe a kick of the feet.
How romantic.
You know what they say? Knock 'em boots.
Oh.
Maybe they genuinely mean it now.
I don't know that saying.
Knock 'em boots.
Never.
Doesn't surprise me. One lady, like I said, is tagging to TikTok, and she has tagged it hashtag first date fail.
Good.
After she was on her way out to a date, and this is awful, he messaged her and said, "You here?"
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice message.
Good.
Want to know.
And you know what? It's nice that the male got to the venue first.
Nice. Yeah. Then followed up instantly with a message, waiting on this bleep, I took a pinch for confidence. Now, he's called her a name and then immediately after that wrote, "Oh my God, I was joking with a buddy. I'm just going to leave this here. And she said,
hang on, I'm
whoa.
Confused by this whole conversation.
So took he a, said took a to pinch. Her, as in like a bit of alcohol to
ease the nerves, gotcha.
But he said, waiting on this, and I don't want to fill the blank here.
Oh, okay.
But he's accidentally sent that to her.
Oh, no.
And not his mate. She wrote back, hey, am I filling the blank?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, my God, I don't think that at all. I'm just joking. I completely understand if this is over.
You're done, mate.
And she goes, look, to be honest, I'm not really comfortable meeting up anymore. I just don't feel like it's okay to say that even as a joke.
Oh, sorry.
So I won't reveal what he said, but disgusting.
Yeah.
And now she's probably not going to date for a little while again.
See, that's just so, so... You can't come back from that type of stuff.
Red flag.
What's the red flag?
Well, like that he's sent that to her. That's a red
flag. I think it's always... You've got to double check who you're sending your messages to.
Especially that picture message that you sent.
Oh, no, that was inclined for you. Oh, wasn't that was for you, yeah. Benny, you're not too big on the old Instagram. I understand that.
I'm not massive on it. I'll probably do a birthday post every now and again. I use it for stories.
Yeah.
Like, I use stories a bit, but not. I don't really post.
You may have been across this one, people putting up stories of their dog, and then there was like almost an add-on sort of feature saying, we will plant one tree for every dog photo.
Saw that.
Yeah. Now, I would see it at various times of the day, and it was gradually counting up.
Did you do it with your dog?
Didn't do it because something seemed dodgy about it.
Supposed to gratuitously pump up your dog.
Yeah.
Weird you didn't do it.
I get that, but when they say they're going to plant a tree and it had been shared 964,000 times, I was like, who's the person behind this? Because I call a bit of fluff stain that you're planting 954,000 trees.
Would you say they were barking up the wrong tree?
Yeah, mate. And they've come out and said, hey, you know what?
You got us.
You did get us.
Oh, we're not planting trees.
What's happened is they shared a sticker which read, we'll plant one tree for every pet pic. Now, this sticker is an example of Instagram's new Add Yours feature, which turns the sticker into a thread encouraging users to respond with similar content.
Oh, nice.
Now, the company is called Plant a Tree Co.
Yeah.
And they were behind this sort of trend.
Yep.
And they didn't
realize... They just were like, whatever, no dramas.
It would take off.
Yep.
They've come out to say... We can't afford to plant the trees.
Are you kidding?
Thank you for sharing your pets. They're adorable. We posted the new Add Yours story as a fun tree planting campaign where you can show off your awesome pets.
But we understand that. We now want our trees.
We immediately realized the post would grow too big and that we didn't have the resources to plant that many trees, so we deleted it after 10 minutes.
So how many can you plant?
Even though we deleted it, the stories continued to spread out of control.
Have Instagram verified this?
Mate, over 4 million trees need to be planted because 4 million people shared photos of their dogs and they're just saying, you know what, we don't have the money for it.
I'd like this them is to say that over the course of their life now, they will work towards planting 4 million trees.
Why wouldn't they? You need to be the spokesperson for Plant a Tree Co.
There you go. Because don't say you won't do it. Just say that we're going to stop it now, 4 million, and over the course of our company, we're going to commit to doing that.
What type of trees would you be planting? Because I don't want a little box hedge. I want a big gum tree or something.
I was going to say, I would be planting the smallest trees, and I'd just be throwing seeds going, look, I planted them, but they just didn't foster.
Could we start at my place as well? Because I need some trees along the fence line. We don't
need a couple of red gums, please.
We don't need 4,000. Let's just start with 20.
That's good. I tell you what, some people have all the luck. And some people have none of the luck.
I reckon you and I, we've got a fair share of it.
Oh, we've had a fair crack of luck.
Yeah. Does luck ever run out?
Well, clearly, because we've been playing Powerball for a bit. We haven't won anything.
Saw another ladybug today. I should have sent you a Snapchat. I was cleaning the deck. Ooh. Bang. There it was under a leaf, ladybug. And I thought, I'm due for another ladybug. It's been a while.
It has been a little while.
It has been a while because we all know ladybugs bring luck.
Yeah.
Although I'm still hanging out with you.
I'll tell you who doesn't have any luck. Russell Alexander over in the UK, grandfather, was given $201,000 from a bank error.
Oh, no.
That's lucky.
That's unbelievable.
He
Now, I love this type of stuff
yeah.
because part of me says you withdraw the money
or
you
100.
Or you transfer it. This is what a friend would do, I reckon. A friend's told me what he would do with the money if this was to happen to him.
Yeah, of course.
Transfer it offshore. Straight away.
Get rid of it.
Transfer it offshore. And they can never touch it.
I'll tell you about actually.
And that was a friend suggestion. I would never do that. I'd just say to the bank, hey, look, whoops, something slipped up here. Shouldn't be in my account. Have it back.
I've done something like that, but I'll tell you about it off air. Not offshore gear, but I'll tell you about it off air.
How much?
The UK grandfather was reluctant to take the money. He saw it and he was like, well, not sure where this has come from. And he queried the bank several times.
Whoa.
And after a while was told, no, it's from an inheritance. It's yours to keep.
Oh, brilliant.
So he's a bit of a handyman. What he decided to do was to buy a bit of a doer-upper.
Yep.
A bit of a home that he could sort of get renovating on.
Love it.
But the bank then contacted him. After he's bought the house and said,
nah.
Sorry.
No.
We made a mistake.
No, but
someone was incorrectly depositing funds into your account.
You've made the mistake, not me, and you've made the mistake multiple times. You said it's an inheritance. I've bought a house. Bad luck. That's on you.
He's been ordered to pay it back.
Nah, you're not paying it back. No way. I'll be a character reference for him when he goes to court. There's no way.
A character reference.
There is no way that man has to pay that money back.
Well, not all of it.
So what's he getting away with?
So he has to pay back $201,000, but as compensation, he has been given £500 for wasting his time.
Sorry, hang on. What? Compensation was what? I don't know if you said that wrong.
£500.
Jog on. I'm glad I don't live in the UK.
You could just sell the house.
Oh.
Like, you could just get it through that.
Flip it really quickly
saying,
and make a few bucks.
He's saying that I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not.
It's a joke. Nah. Yeah. Is he giving the money back or not?
Unclear at this point.
Jeez.
He was told it was okay. I think it's the bank's fault.
Absolutely, it's the bank's fault. Stay tuned. You'll follow this up, won't you, Ben?
Yeah. I'll definitely let you know how it goes.
Yeah, great. Mate, podcast is just about over, but we know from feedback and DMs and everyone messaging us that they stick around for one thing in particular, and that is this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, my thought of the week impacts me directly.
Oh?
I've got a screw in the back of my tyre, so it has punctured the tyre.
Yeah. Car tyre or motorbike?
Car tyre.
Yep.
I have had it since, I would say, when the last time you were still working with Trent.
Yep.
So I would say 6 months.
Yeah.
And I haven't changed my tyres.
Have you put air pressure in your tyre?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And it's like, let me tell you, it's flat as.
Yeah.
But how am I still driving?
Yeah, because it's called a slow leak. So this has happened to me before. What they can do is they can actually repair that tyre. So I think same thing happened to me. They repaired it, $114, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Go to Bow Repairs.
Might look into that.
Go and see.
But I don't understand how I'm still, like, wouldn't it just deflate?
No, not straight away because it's a slow leak.
But it's been punctured.
Correct.
You know the advice our builder gave us?
What? Buy a new tyre?
No, he said to me, can you drive on it? Yeah. What happens if you pull the screw out? Oh, there'll be a hole in it. Well, don't pull the screw out.
There you go.
Okay, I won't do it then. And I haven't.
If you like the podcast, make sure you like and subscribe. Episodes drop, new episodes drop every Monday at 9 a.m. See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on KROQ 955.